Well, Tamu, you know what question we're going to ask.
I don't have any answers.
How tough is it, though, to have to go out in a game seven like this?
Well, it's obviously very disappointing. You know, it's we have two chances to close the series, but we couldn't. And the goal was to try to play the best game in the series, this game seven, and we couldn't do it. So it's obviously that's very disappointing. And they played well. You got to give credit for those guys, but still very disappointed that we couldn't play our best game tonight. So.
How do you explain the slow start?
There's no really explanation. That has been pretty much our problem whole year. Like if you could fix that one problem, this would be a totally different case. But it is what it is, and it's obviously it's very disappointing. And as a group, our guys, we have to learn something from this. You know, I think we deserve better than this. But that's hockey. You never know. The playoffs are so much fun, and obviously very disappointing to be out of right now, the first round. You know, it's we are looking forward to go further and enjoy this more. But that's why it's so tough right now. But too late now.
Team, with the margin of error is just so small. Was there a turning point in the series?
I don't think there was one. Obviously, we lost three games or two. How many games we lost in overtime?
Three.
So that's you know, it's you never know what's going to happen in OT. You know, and obviously they won three games, and that was the difference. You know, the games what we won. I think we won those not easy, but easier. You know, but you know. What else you can do? You know, I'm very proud of these guys. We played a really good season, but you did it too soon.
Timo, what will go into your decision for the fifth time?
You know, obviously, this is the time that I don't really want to think about it too much. You know, obviously, it's a big decision again, but it has to be working best way. That I just take some time off and. Just clear my head and think about what's the next step, you know. I don't really have to play, but this has been so much fun, and I just got to decide when it's the time, you know.
But did you figure you'd have more ice time in the series?
Well, that's a coach's decision. Obviously, I have played more before. I always say the funny way that you are as good as your coach wanted you to be. So more you play, better you play. But we have a lot of guys who could do some damage. The whole season was that the secret was the depth that we have. But of course, you know, I that's the one thing. What you always want to play more. So
one thing that stands out from this year when you look back.
Well, like I said, I'm very proud of these guys, like how we, just a short preparation for the season, we really found the way to get everything going and start clicking right away, so that's a good sign. But in the end, you know, the end matters, you know. This is a good example that you just have to make it to the playoffs, and then you never know what's gonna happen, so... that's why, you know, playoffs are what they are, you know.
How much will what happened today affect your decision?
No, not much at all. Oh. Obviously, very disappointing. We're looking forward to go further, but I decided right away, like, I'm not going to think about this question right away, you know. It's something what... if I would have the feeling right now, that I would tell you right away, but that's not the case, you know. So let's see.
How much does a shortened season help as far as not having as much wear and tear as usual, and being a little fresher maybe at this stage of the year? Than
I thought this personally. I think this was harder season than normal season. Obviously, like the recovery time was. A lot of times it was impossible, especially for me, you know. So I felt it was way tougher, because in the normal season, there is times that you can have a little longer stretch to recover and more time for that, but this year it was nothing, you know. So,
how are you 48 feeling? Games in 99 days maybe take too much out of you guys coming into the playoffs?
Well, it's the same for everybody, you know. And I felt that the depth we had, we didn't have to really overload certain guys too much. So I thought this going to be our advantage. So that's why it's very disappointing that we couldn't go further than this, you know. I think the longer we go with our depth, you know, that would be our key, you know. But personally, this season was way tougher than normal season.
You wanted to win, you expected to win. How much thought had you given to what it would mean to this area if you guys had played the Kings in a playoff?
You know what, that was another thing I was really, really looking forward, you know. Obviously, we have never faced each other in the playoffs, and that would just bring the whole new situation here in Southern California. So that's one thing that we are, how disappointed we are, because we knew that there's a chance to play against the Kings. And this is going to be tough, you know, after as well.
What did Bruce say to you after the game? How did he sum up this season and this series?
Well, obviously, he was very disappointed. He said he hates this speech, what he has right now. And but same hand, he's very proud of how we played this year. But still, you can't be so happy about how, you know, our goal was further than this, you know. So that's why it's disappointing. And I always said that you have to, as a group, you have to go through some tough times before you really start clicking. And maybe that is one of those things, you know. You got to remember, and you got to learn something from this series, every series, you know. And game seven, you know, it's something what you, the experience helped, but still, it's, you never know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of this game, you know. And there's definitely some things to learn.
Because it's a game seven, though, it's harder to let go, isn't it? During the off, makes
absolutely,
it longer off-season.
Absolutely, and especially when we have two chances to close this.
Yeah.
And especially the overtime last in Detroit, that was tough, you know. But like I said, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
The fact that it was a grind of a season, and the fact that you guys have some promise coming back next year, do you think that will weigh, you know, affect your decision to come back and say, hey, I want to be part of that?
Well, absolutely. You know, if you would have a bad team, and we would have players that we don't really have a chance to, you know, have success every year, that would be easy decision, you know. The core what we have here, it's unbelievable, and all the, I'm very proud of the, especially for the young guys, you know, the way how they step it up and they what how they did their job this year, that's unbelievable. So proud of those guys, you know. And and that's why this, whatever happens, you know, this franchise is going to have a really bright future with those young guys. So absolutely, that's a big thing for me too.
And still having as much fun as ever, though.
You know, like I said this morning, I told my kids and my family that, you know, it's a game seven. Like every kid, this is the dream, playing Stanley Cup playoffs game seven. And obviously, the dream is to win the game and maybe even scoring the, you know, game winner. But this is what it's all about, you know, and still having fun, you know. That's a thing, you know. But obviously, this is tough, really tough right now. But let's see.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah.